And we've been learning today, obviously, about, you know, how to keep cool for humans. But it's, you know, our furry little friends, our pets, who we do need to think about. Rachel is a vet at Vet Services Hawke's Bay, who's been tending a lot of heat-affected pets already this summer. It's really something we need to think about, isn't it, Rachel?
Yes, definitely. And I feel very passionate about talking about this because it's really sad when we see this preventable situation. It's a really, really, really awful one for dogs when they do get heated. And heat stroke can unfortunately mean loss of life. So especially if you have like a large breed dog that is very fluffy, a very, very long-haired dog, and in this heat, to be honest, in Hawke's Bay, any dog could be at risk. So I was going to talk about, I guess, initially signs of heat stroke. It can look like a lot of other things. They pant a lot. They often just like wanting to lie down, don't really want to walk, feeling very lethargic. It's unfortunately not very specific, so it can look like lots of other things. But if you do suspect your dog has heat stroke, it is very important. Call the vet immediately. Don't try things at home. Just call us. We have ways of cooling them down that are much better, much quicker, and just cooling them down externally might be all right on the way in, but certainly don't wait. Just call us straight away.
Right. Okay, that's good advice. Yeah. I've seen online, and I'm not sure, I'm sure you know about this, about people putting ice cubes out for dogs to cool them down.
Yeah, I mean, certainly I would say more in terms of that helps, especially if dogs quite like them. They think they're quite fun to chew on, especially if you can flavour them as well. I actually recommend flavouring them. So that's more, I said it's more to increase their water intake though. It can sort of cool them down a little bit, but it's not really going to have much of an effect. What we more need to do on a day like today, which is going to be very hot, if you do have a dog, probably if you have aircon and the ability to leave the dog inside, that's probably the best case scenario. If you don't, shady spots outside, definitely lots of water. Paddling pools are really good. And just having like multiple bowls of water, because it's very important because they can get really dehydrated as well.
And Rachel, what about exercising on a day like this?
So certainly I would advise doing it. Probably it's almost getting too hot already now, so at 7:30. So I would say you need to do it really first thing in the morning and only in the evenings. Definitely not in the middle of the day. If you are worried that they're getting a bit panty, even just early mornings, just stop, take a break, take water with you. Really important at the moment as well to see how hot the pavement is, because that can also cause major dramas. We see burnt pads quite a lot. So if you can't hold your hand on the pavement for at least 10 seconds without it being quite sore, then do not take your dog for a walk, because it will be very, very painful for it.
Yeah, well, that's good
advice
to think about, especially on a day like this. And it's true. The other day I took the genitals off, walked across the driveway, even, you know, the concrete driveway, and it's like, ow, 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 ow. You imagine what the dog would be like.
My dog is dumb and likes to go and sit in the full sun on really hot days.
Right.
So I have to be like, you can have 1 minute, then you come back inside, you silly dog.